a very recurring theme for Benedict XVI is that the Word of God is performative and not informative. Just like every other book or literature that we usually have is informative. We read it for information. And he says it's really important to approach the Word as a performative word, like a performance, something that does something, because it's living. And it changes, it affects, it moves. And what we've been reading in these days are the Acts of the Apostles. So the Acts are unbelievable. Peter, we've seen Peter with Dorcas when he raises her to life. Peter's shadow that healed as well. Or the scene when Peter's to the crippled man, he says, "We don't have gold or silver, but what we do have, we offer you." The Acts of the Apostles, because Peter and Paul are like the two main big characters, and both of them were disasters. Peter was an absolute disaster when it came to like being the leader. We know that. We know Peter's track record. Paul was, he had homicidal thoughts. That's enough for reflection. Just reflecting on Paul's homicidal thoughts. Paul having homicidal thoughts, persecuting Christ and his church. And both of these have just become the figures of the Acts of the Apostles. So they're apostles doing great works, great acts, miracles. But knowing who they are and knowing their weaknesses, for us, we know that the Acts of the Apostles is a book of the action of the Holy Spirit in the apostles. They're not their acts. It's obvious. It's just like that's what I think the church and our Lord really wanted with these apostles, especially Peter and Paul, is to show us that this is my church, this is my action, and these are my instruments. And I want you to know who they are and what they're coming from so that it's just more obvious. Like Peter's shadow healing somebody. That's not Peter. It's obvious. And for us, the Acts of the Apostles and what the apostles are doing, we know that it's their docility to the Word. It's their docility to the Holy Spirit. They're very obedient. Docility is letting yourself be led, obeying, and obedience is listening. So they listened. They were listening to the voice. That's what our Lord said in the Gospel, like, my sheep hear my voice. They know what my voice sounds like. We do too. Like, we don't see Jesus or we don't hear Jesus' like exact voice, but in a way you can say that we do, because the Holy Spirit is repeating everything that our Lord said, and he's doing things that our Lord did and didn't get a chance to do. That's the voice of our Lord, and we do hear it because we follow him. So we know what his voice sounds like, we know what it's like, and we have to obey him. So what he said to Peter was, he asked him, he said, "Do you love me?" That's what he asks us every day when we get up, when we're conscious. In our conscious moments, that's what the Lord's asking us. Before anything else, it's like, "Do you love me?" That's we know for a fact that's what the Lord's going to be asking us every day. "Do you love me?" And the second thing is look after my own. Look after them. Because you have what they need, so feed them. You have me, they don't. Bring me to them. Feed my sheep. And for us particularly, that takes along a lot of importance, because our first mission is the Eucharist. So we have the food, and we should be like the apostles, saying, like, there's too many of them, how are we going to do it? And he says, give them yourselves to eat. Like, "Lord, this is impossible. Feed my sheep, feed them what you have, which is the bread of life, the Eucharist." So we'll just reflect today and ask the Lord to give us that understanding that this is a living word, and that the Holy Spirit is movement. He's dynamism, he's action. And examine our conscience if we're listening to him and if we're being docile to his voice. And above all, if we're answering that question to the Lord with everything, saying, "Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."